Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
436, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Weather has been absolutely gorgeous. Now, don't forget, Kimberly Akimbo opens at the Altria Theater, Broadway in Richmond. Should be a great show. We had the star of that on last week. Oh, Friday. Kyle Mann is going to be here, the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee. You know, he's coming to town. And we will have the exclusive chat with him on air. Really looking forward to all of that. I had such a great time last night. We did extended coverage here, as you know, on The Voice of Virginia. And then hopped on with a dear friend of mine, a guy who is the voice of Philadelphia Talk Radio, has been forever, Dom Giordano at Talk 1210 WPHT. Great radio station. And we chatted a little bit last night on his program, his extra program last night. I said, can you do me a favor, come on this afternoon and explain to all of us what happened in New Jersey and maybe even up into New York. And there were some statewide races in Pennsylvania for judges. And the prosecutor in Philadelphia, this one blows my mind, Dom, Larry Krasner, who is like the poster child for love criminals, hate cops, George Soros financed, he got reelected, right?
This is the third term. It's historic, Jeff. And he won by over 50 points. The thing in talk radio that I think might be interesting to you, your knowledge of Philadelphia, the FOP cops jumped in at like 15 seconds to the election to check a box and say they endorse the opponent. Oh. And I really went after them today. If you could imagine, the FOP, this cop hater, did not challenge him for month after month after month. What are we to do when cops will not go on the record with a guy like Krasner, who is a cop hater, goes after cops routinely? Why would I rush to their defense? You know how pro-cop I am, and I know how you are.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a comeuppance on organizations like this that go the wrong way. And the reason why Krasner wins is exactly because of that kind of recalcitrance.
Mm. It's crazy. I read a quote from a young woman, I guess she was up in like a Temple University, who said she didn't have a choice. She hated what Krasner was about, and she knew how violent Philadelphia was, but the only option, I guess, was a Republican. As far as she was concerned, well, you know, that would never happen. So better to vote for the guy who's overseen this massive increase in murders and other violent crimes in the city of my birth. It's lunacy. It's just, I can't imagine how dangerous Philadelphia has become.
Well, he's not a Republican. He's a right. Democrat
yeah.
who ran in the primary, Judge Pat Toogan,
yeah.
who's a moderate Democrat, I would say, and then ran as sort of an independent with the backing of the Republican Party, second bite at the apple with Krasner. And just that sort of lunacy. Jeff, the building trades, 40,000 strong, Philadelphia, the last big union town, spent millions of dollars promoting Dugan during the Democrat primary. Then they turned on him, even though they said that Krasner was an existential threat. This is the insanity of places like Philadelphia and the Democrat Party. Dugan was the same guy, didn't go harsher, change his positions. Right. Krasner was the same existential threat.
Yep.
Yet because he ran as in the independent Republican column, they had to go all out against him.
Jeez. It's lunacy. And by the way, Dom, that sort of nonsense is coming here with our new officials here. They're going to revoke without question the right to work rules, and they're all wholly owned subsidiaries of the teachers unions. That's going to be the first stop downhill, then down here, and then it'll be the building trades out of Northern Virginia and D.C. Just crazy. You and I talked about New Jersey because it used to be a place that, well, some of us from Philadelphia tried to escape, right? All right, we'll go to Jersey, go across the river. And
right, exactly.
What the heck is happening over there? I thought that was going to be a real governor's race.
Yeah, and again, around 8:45 last night, suddenly people were calling it for Mikey Sherrill. Everything that we could tell, every metric, some of them human, all these Democrats had supported Chitterelli. We thought this would be, I thought he might lose. I thought she had the edge maybe at the end. Mm-hmm. By around a point, he ended up losing by 12 or 13. Here's the thing that really I resent, Jeff, all day long coming out of that, our listeners. There were some people in the Trump camp that said how bad the candidates were, governor in Virginia, that may be the case,
right,
or Jersey. Jack Chitterelli was a great candidate.
Yep.
And what has to happen here, President Trump is the only one in the country that can reach the real villain here, the so-called low-propensity voter. They'll vote for Trump. They'll go across fields of fire to do that. But if Trump's not on the ballot, they just don't show up and vote.
Yeah.
Something's got to be done along those lines. That's one of the major things that happened in Jersey. There's nothing else outstanding that jumps out at you that would propel this. So you had Trump with all the hatred some people have in Jersey for him, but not the fire to get his voters out of there. That's a losing formula.
Same thing here, Dom. A million Trump voters did not show up yesterday to vote. A million. That would have changed everything. I mean, it would have changed the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, the House of Delegates. They just sat on the sidelines because, well, Trump wasn't on the ballot. So as far as they were concerned, there wasn't really an election.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, I am so glad you mentioned that. You know, the respect I have for what you do. And some people in talk radio today will not say that they're afraid of Trump. It's not about Trump. It's about winning. And the Trump agenda, this sets the narrative over the next 5 months or so as the midterm starts to ratchet up. And it puts the Republicans behind the eight ball. So, yes, we have to call out these low propensity voters.
Yeah.
And I think President Trump has to not just randomly call them out, but he has to, in a concerted way, explain again and again and again, if they don't vote, not only is he going to be impeached, but they're going to stop the Trump agenda early on over the next year or so.
Absolutely. Let me remind everybody, Dom Giordano is joining us. Dom, one of the best talk radio people I have ever heard, because I listened to him long before I worked with him, knows the area of Philadelphia, New Jersey, like nobody's business, nobody better than Dom. So I'm just thrilled you're joining us. What about the races for Supreme Court, as I write, the Supreme Court justices up for retention in Pennsylvania also all go the way of Democrats?
Yes, they did. Now, this is a very sleepy race, Jeff. Only one person has ever been not retained back in 1968, I think it was. But Scott Presler, who your listeners probably know of, was able to make this a race. And I think the retention vote was 61-39, okay, but still it was a race.
Yeah.
And here's a name and maybe a quick explanation. One of the Supreme Court justices, Judge Doherty, is the brother of the longtime Philadelphia legend, Johnny Doc,
no
the big union
way.
Leader, who is now in jail. And he had the nerve to call out talk radio, people like me, you, and others, that we politicized the judge's race. And your listeners should understand, Pennsylvania, the ultimate swing state, in 2020, this guy and these rogue judges ruled that you can have your mail-in ballot in 3 weeks after the election was over, after Election Day, and count it. They have done, they've been a legislature. That's what they really have done. And Scott Presler did politicize this in the best sense of it. Isn't it amazing that a race like this that usually nobody pays attention to, Democrats had to spend millions to defend it. And this hack, Johnny Doc Brother, put in there by the unions, has the nerve to attack us.
Wow. I would say I was surprised, but I mean, anything involving Johnny Doc, I'll do a history lesson for my listeners in a little bit about Johnny Doc and the Electrical Union and the rest of, and the Building Trades Council, because they're all, everybody here is going to need a primer, because all this crap is coming right down 95 now that things have changed here. What about John Fetterman, Dom? He has shaped up, it seems. I mean, he's almost the voice of reason now for the Democrats in a lot of areas. Are Pennsylvanians thinking, yeah, we made a good choice with him again?
You know what? I think too many people in talk radio tell us, don't listen to what he's saying. I'm happy he's doing our bidding here, whether it's legit or not. And I think a lot of it is. It comes through his sense of the position of Israel.
Yes.
And on that, he's been one of the few in the Democrat Party who has it correct. And as a result of that, he is making sense. There's no allure here that we're going to vote for him in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
He's doing a great job, both morally, but strategically for Republicans. He is a straight shooter. He calls them as he sees them. He sounds like he's a little bit better from the stroke, et cetera.
Yes.
And yeah, it is a strange development. I would say our listeners are told to be wary of them. But they're starting to think, this guy's telling the truth. What's the harm in promoting that?
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still like him to wear pants and all. It is the U.S. Senate. But, you know, if I got to look at his legs and he's making sense, all right, I'll take the trade-off. Dom, thank you so much, my friend, for being here. Just great analysis. Want to get you back as things develop, and give my best to everybody up there, and my regards, as always, to the streets paved with gold in Oxford Circle, where I grew up.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you
as always. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. That is Dom Giordano, Talk 1210 WPHD. By the way, if you want to listen to Dom, he's on the Odyssey app. It's one of our stations. Great guy. Great analysis. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBN. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Well, it is. It's Wednesday, and it's going to be fine, is it not? I mean, weather-wise, we've got some nice weather, and that's a good thing. This weekend, we're going to be in the 70s, which I am actually really looking forward to. That's going to be some nice stuff. In the meantime, of course, we've got 4 years with, well, it's going to be very, very, very interesting. Let me see here. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Rob from Mechanicsville says, Jeff, do you think now that the election is over, John Reed will return to talk radio? I miss hearing him on the radio. No. I don't think that John has any interest in working in radio anymore. I that's just my sense. Let me see. Jeff, I voted for Winsom Sears, but she was a very poor candidate. This comes in from Conway. Jeff, I voted for Sears, but she was a very poor candidate. By the way, my wife and I love John Reed, and we really enjoy your show. Thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that to you and your bride. And I agree. I love John Reed as well. But no, I don't think that John has any interest whatsoever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Being back in radio. Good afternoon, and from RVA says, Jeff, I have an idea. How about if John Reed is put in charge of the Republican Party of Virginia? They certainly need a change of leadership ASAP. Yes, I think that would be a great, great situation. Great situation. John showed on this campaign trail strength and integrity and honor. No shock there, because that's, you know, who he is and always has been. But he also showed a lot of moxie, a lot of grit. He got stuff done. Now, I get it. He didn't win. Yeah, is he sad that he didn't win? I'm sure. Is he disappointed? I'm sure. But he has absolutely positively nothing to be embarrassed by or upset about, except that his efforts were not successful. Because he worked harder than anybody in this campaign. You had 6 statewide candidates. John ran the hardest. John was out there every single solitary day. From what, 4 or 5 in the morning until 1 in the morning? Craziness. Because he loves this Commonwealth. That's abundantly clear and has been, again, from the beginning. So I am just incredibly proud of my friend John for what he did. I continue to value and treasure him and his mom and his sister and the niece and the whole bit. They're great people. Absolutely think the world of them. But I think that John's next step, and again, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, but I would imagine there'll be a book talking about the campaign and what really happened in the campaign and what really didn't happen in the campaign. Because those are all things that only he can address. Winsome Sears, I was asked by American Family News, what my thoughts were on candidates. Jeff, will Glenn Youngkin run for governor again? No, I don't believe so. I think Glenn Youngkin will be taking to the national stage in some way. Jeff, what about Winsome Sears? I said, I do believe that Winsome Sears has run her last race. Jeff, what about Jason Meares? I believe that Jason Meares will absolutely run again, I would think, for governor. That will probably be one of his options. I think that is going to be something that he looks at and decides maybe yes, maybe no. But I do think that we've probably seen the last of Winsome Sears in the political world. But I do not think we have seen the last of Jason Meares in any way. I definitely think he will be a candidate again. And John, I don't know. I think the world is open to John. I think John could very easily say, you know what? I'm going to make a run for governor next time. People across this Commonwealth know me now. They know me perhaps better than they've ever known me. And also remember about the people who said, you know, we don't have to invade a country. We don't have to launch anything from outside, because they're going to do it to themselves. Maybe that's what happened. It is 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.